Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to finish up Simin Reish Sadi Hei and begin Simin Reish Sadi Vav. And we're still discussing the dinim of Motzai Shabbos and the dinim of Havdalah. So, Si'if Aleph in Simin Reish Sadi Hei, the Reish Sadi Hei started with a little bit of a preamble from the Ramah, but it says the Shulchan Aruch, Mavdil Shliach Tzibur Kedei Lahotzi Mishein Lo Yayin, that in Shul, the Shliach Tzibur should say Havdalah for the Tzibur in order to be Motzi, someone who doesn't have wine, to say Havdalah on at home. So, says Ramah, Nagula Lomar ulahaskir Eliyahu Anavi b'motzai Shabbos l'spal sheva v'yasrenu ha'gu'ula, that there is a minog to mention and to say Eliyahu Anavi on Motzai Shabbos in order to daven that Eliyahu Anavi should come and should herald the Geula that is going to be forthcoming. So says the Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Vav Misha in Leyayin, that the reason the Sheikh Sibur says Avdal in Shul is to be motzi someone who doesn't have wine to Misha Yesh Lo Yayin Yoser Tov Sheavdil Beveso Kedei Lahotzi Es Kol Beveso, because if you have wine then you should not try to be Yotze Avdal in Shul, you should be Yotze Avdal on the wine at home in order to be able to be motzi all the people in your house. And if you don't have anyone that needs to be Yotzei Avdal and Shul, because everyone has wine, so the poskim say, the Mishnah Berurah is going to write later on, that those shuls that have a minhag to say Avdal should still say Avdal and just give to drink to a katan, as opposed to having one of the adults drink. The nusach of the Avdalah in Beis HaKnesses is also a little bit different. The Aruch HaShulchan points out that we don't say the opening psukim of Hine Kel Yishuasi and all the joyous, cheerful psukim that we normally start Havdalah with. We don't do that in the Beis HaKnesses, and the reason for that is to highlight that Havdalah, that the core text of Havdalah does not really include those psukim. So in order to highlight that, we take it out of the text in this context of saying Havdalah, of saying Avdal in Shul. And we'll have to see in the next sim in more details over here. Sivkatan Zayin b'motzai Shabbos, the Isa be'erivin, that we mentioned Eliyahu Navi Motzai Shabbos, because the Gemara in Erivin says, Muftach li'Yisrael shein Eliyahu ba lo bar v'shabbosos v'lo bar v'yam tovim mipnei ha-Torach, that Eliyahu Navi is not going to come on Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov, because it's going to be burdensome for him to do so. Shemenichin tzorchei Shabbos v'olchon nakbil panav, because everyone's going to have to stop preparing for Shabbos in order to go greet Eliyahu Anavi. Valkeinu anu mispalim, and therefore we daven kiven shavar Shabbos v'yachalavo, that now that Shabbos is over and he's once again able to come, sheyavo v'yivasrenu, that he should come as soon as possible and herald the geula, the coming of Mashiach. Vayin bel yirav shekasav damedakt gemomim gam shar pizmonim v'shirim kasharim mitzuyim etzleinu, that people who are very careful about doing things 100% right say other shirim and mizmorim that are printed in the Siddur. V'roi lizar lom ribonu shalom, and a person should be careful to say Ribono Shel Olam, that comes after the Havdalah, Chel Es V'chulei, Ki Hu B'Yerushalmi V'Tor Sim Reis Sadites, because that actually appears in the Yerushalmi. Yes, Mekom Shemadlika Neros Mekom Ofel Ta'idei Zeh Zach Hashol L'Melucha, and there are those that have a minhag that they light candles in the darkness on Motzai Shabbos, because it was through that Shol was Zocha to the Melucha. Okay, so now we move on to Simin Reish Sadivav, which is Dine Havdalah al Hayayin. So says the Shulchan Aruch Sif Aleph. Seder Havdalah, the order of the brachos of Havdalah is as follows. Yayin b'samim ner Havdalah. Right, we start with the cheerful psukim, but then we go right into Barbi Agafin, Barbi Ner b'samim, Barbi Mori Eish, and Amavdim Koshach, etc. V'simanach Yavne. And the simon to remember it is Yavne. Yayin b'samim ner Havdalah. V'tzarek lizar shaloye a kos pagum. And one should be careful that the kos that he uses not be a kos pagum. The kos pagum would mean a kos that somebody has drunk out of, or a kos that some of the wine has spilled out of. Says the Ramah, v'nagu lomer kodem Avdalah shosim b'bayis, the minhag prior to saying these brachos of Avdalah, when we say it in the house, is hine kel yishuasi, kos yishuasasa, le'yuhudam aysa ora, l'simen tov, we say a bunch of cheerful psukim as a good simen. U'bishas Avdalah yitnu einayim b'kos v'ner, and during the actual Avdalah, one should look at the kos and at the ner, v'nagu lishmach mikos shel yayin al ha'aretz kodem shesiyim bari pri agafen. And while still in middle of reciting the bracha of bari pri agafen, one should pour a little bit of the wine out of the cup, kedei shel yakos pagum, so that the kos will not become pagum, meaning you don't want the kos to be pagum when you start the bracha, so you pour it out of the cup after you start the bracha, but before you complete the bracha. V'tamash shvicha, and the reason we pour it out is darmin kol bayish shel nishpach lo yayin kamayim ein bo simin bracha, that it's a simin bracha to show that we have so much extra wine that we even have wine that spills over from our kosos and it doesn't bother us. V'osin kein l'simin tov b'tchilas ha'shvua, so we try to start the week off with a simin tov, with a simin that indicates bracha. Gam shofchin minakos la achar avdalo mechabin ba'aner, and then after avdalo we once again pour from the kos in order to extinguish the fire with the spillover. V'rochzim bo ein of mishum chibu v'mitzvah, and we wash our eyes with that wine as a way of showing how beloved the mitzvah is to us, that we try to grab that wine to use for putting over our eyes. Now says the Mishmur Sivkatan Aleph, Seder Avdala, Hine Ramam Sofer Demitzvah Avdali Dvar Torah Kamo Kiddush Ubechal Zachar Yom HaShabbos Kacho Shesarech Lizkor Oso Lekacho Ben Bikinisasa Ben Bitsiyaso Bekinisa Bekiddush Bitsiya Ba'Avdala Lomer Shu Muvdol Bekiddusha Barosh Ubesof Mishar Yamim, that the Ramam holds that the Mitzvah Zachar Yom HaShabbos Lekacho is a Mitzvah Doraisa, both to recite Kiddush at the beginning of Shabbos and Avdala at the end of Shabbos. It's a way to bookend Shabbos, and it's all midoraisa. But v'yesh omrim, but others disagree, and they say, in the Sharetzion, he quotes that this is the Magen Mishnah in the name of Yesh Mefarshim, that shehu midivrei sofrim, that Avdala is not a din doraisa, it's a din midrabanan v'asmuchu akra, and there's only an asmachta from the pasuk of Zachar Yom Shabbos Akadsho. V'tzarech li'os gam kein b'kos k'mo b'kiddush, you still say Avdala al kos, just like you do with Kiddush al kos. V'im hivdil b'tfila l'kul yalma Avdala al kos rabbanan. But even the Rambam agrees that if you said Avdalah b'tfila, the additional Avdalah that you say al kos is now only midrabanan, that you were yotzei the din d'oraisa when you did Avdalah b'tfila. Pogum, so this is going where the Mishnah Berurah said, where the Shulchan Aruch had said that you have to be careful that your kos not be a kos pogum. That if anyone had drunk from that kos of yayin before you said Avdalah on it, so now it becomes a kos pogum to use for Avdalah, just like we learned the dinim of kos pogum by Kiddush. That if the kos itself has a dent in it or something like that, and it's pogum in that way, so if that's the best kos you got, then that's what you use. That's a different kind of kos pogum. So kos pogum could be that it's a little bit gross because someone has drunk out of it. Kos pogum could mean that the kos is dented, it's broken a little bit. So kos pogum that's dented or broken a little bit, if it's the best you got, that's what you use. Yitnu einayim bakos, everyone should look at the kos and at the ner. Haynu amavdil v'gam ha'shonim olam amein, that both the person saying Avdala and everyone listening, kedei shelo yisichu daitam, in order to focus their attention. Kedei shelo yeh, and we said that you pour out a little bit of the wine before you finish bar pri agafen in order that the kos not be pagum. The idea that in order that it not be pagum explains why you don't pour wine out before you start the bracha. Because you don't want to start a bracha on a kos that is not full. So you don't want to pour it out before you start the bracha, so you pour it out during the bracha. And you're sort of in a bind. You don't want to pour it out after you finish the bracha. Because here this is a koshal bracha. You finish the bracha, and now you're going to pour it just out on the floor. That's a bizayin of the koshal bracha. So you're caught between a rock and a hard place. You can't pour it out before the bracha, because that's going to make it a kos pogum that you say the bracha. And you can't pour it out after the bracha, because that's a bizayin to the kos. So the solution the Rambam came up with is, you pour it out in middle of the bracha, and that way you thread the needle properly. V'tama shvicha, the reason for the shvicha we had said in the Mishnah Berurah is that it's a simin bracha. V'achronim eskimu dula yishbrach b'shas bracha klal. The achronim, however, disagree with this suggestion of the Rama, and they say you do not pour out any wine in middle of the bracha. El b'shasha mozeg yishbachanu male al kol gedosav sheyishavich al haaretz. Rather, when you're first pouring the cup of wine, overflow it. Pour enough that it will overflow over the edges, and that's how wine wine will spill out. And that's the Siman Bracha. Don't overdo it. Don't overflow it too much, because then it's going to be Hafsid Mashkin. You're not supposed to waste. You're not supposed to be wasteful of wine in that way. But just a little bit. You fill it up to the tippy top, to the point where the second you pick up the kos, it's going to spill over a little bit. Shofchin min hakos, haynu la'achar shtia. Then after you drink from it, you pour a little more out of the kos. Ushtias hakos tia b'yeshiva. When you actually drink the kos, you should be sitting down. Dein shosin mu'uma l'chadchila, because the chadchila, you're not supposed to drink while standing up. Nagu anashim shalo lishtos mikos havdala. There's a minhag that women have not to drink from the kos havdala. There's no truth to the rumor that women grow beards from drinking from the kos havdala. The idea of that is that they say that only Megadli Zakan drink from a kos havdala. Megadli Zakan is just another way of saying men, that only men drink from the kos havdala. The minhag is that women do not drink from the kos shel havdala. The Koshal Abdullah Ragil Amavdil Shtoso Kulo Veino Mashkin Min Bnei Beiso. And there is a practice that people drink the entire Koshal Bracha, that the Mavdil himself drinks the entire thing and doesn't share it with anybody. Vinira Shatam Kadesh Yuchal Avarich Bracha Achrona. And the reason for that is so that he can say a proper Bracha Achrona. Dikshiyishta Rakam Lolugmav Yeshavit Bracha Achrona Kumvor Lel Simre Shiud. If you only drink some Lolugmav, which you're supposed to drink from a Koshal Bracha, it's a Suffolk Bracha Achrona. So you want to be chayiv yourself in a full bracha achrona. And for that reason, it might be a good idea to say Avdallah on grape juice rather than on wine, because very often people are driving somewhere soon after they say Avdallah. So one should certainly be mindful about that. So to summarize what we learned today, first we said that they say Avdallah in shul for people who can't say it at home, and we speak about Eliyahu HaNavi since he couldn't come on Erev Shabbos or on Shabbos, so we're hoping he comes now. Then we said that there's a machlokas whether Avdallah is daraisa, that's Shitas or Rambam, but once you said it betfil, saying it ala kos is certainly derabanan. And then we said that you shouldn't say a bracha on a kos pagum, but you also shouldn't spill out wine after the bracha, but the wine should definitely pour out as a simen bracha. So what do you do about that? So two solutions. The Rama solution was to pour over some of the wine before finishing the bracha, while you're in the middle of the bracha. And the Mishnah Berurah solution was to overflow some wine as you initially pour the kos. And then finally we said that the man who said Havdalah should drink the entire kos while sitting down, and that way he's going to for sure have to say a bracha achrona. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow night we will pick up with Se'if Beis. Not sure how we're going to work the time, because we have that Siyum Babasra and Yat Kislev event tomorrow night, but probably, I don't know if it's going to be done by 10. All right, we'll stay tuned to the WhatsApp, we'll figure it out. Okay.